Now, President Trump, the next thing you have to do is to tell all the Republican candidates and your administration to tell the Secretaries of State, the Republicans and the Democrats who are equally guilty in allowing this system to stand for the last 30 years, and are trained once a year at a plush hotel in their state. All the Board of Elections directors and their key people are brought together, and they're briefed by these three big companies, which I'm about to name in the next item, ES&S out of Omaha, Nebraska, Hart out of Texas, and Dominion, which used to be Diebold out of Canada. They're told how to handle people like me and people like John Brakey and people like Laura Presley and how to handle us when we object to this system. And they say, they'll say, well, we want to have confidence in the system. We only have confidence if the system deserves confidence. This voting system was made by crooks for crooks to hide ballots and steal elections, okay? And not everyone in the system has thought it through, so they might just have a job or something, but that's what it is. Now, tell the Republican candidates, including Congressman Marsha Blackburn, Senator Joe Arpaio, Congressman Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan are up for re-election. They all have to say to the Board of Election and the Secretary of State, we're going to come on Election Day and shortly after, and we want to look at it with our computer experts and our people at the ballots and the ballot images. And if those are not there, if they're destroyed, we will take you to court, we will sue you, and we'll get depositions. This is what has not been done. These three companies, ES&S, Hart, and Dominion, have not been challenged at all. The news media, most people have never heard of them unless they're hearing for the first time now on this post and these recordings. They're never challenged, but that's what has to be done, because when they know you're going to be looking with computer expert of these ballot images and so forth, they'll know they're on very dangerous ground to cheat. And you might find the landslide against the kind of anti-American Obamaism that has taken hold in Hillaryism might be much, much greater than anybody imagines. And it'll show what liars these commentators on CNN and NBC and ABC and so forth are. So that's what direct all the candidates and your administration to. We ideally want hand-counted paper ballots at the precinct before they leave the precinct, but if that can't be accomplished by November, every place almost has these machines that take the ballot images, and you tell them, if we don't come in there and you've destroyed the ballot images or destroyed the ballots or trying to hide the ballots from us, there's going to be lawsuits and there's going to be depositions. And believe me, then we'll have the game will be on. As of now, we've been standing back like idiots, the whole country has, and letting them take our ballots away, count them in secret, like we're some kind of communist slaves or tin horn dictatorships subjects. Thanks for listening.